My name is Janine Florence Jacinto. I use they, them pronouns, and I play Haku Bayani, Starkeeper.
Hello, my name is Okta. I go by they, them pronouns, and I will play Neil Tristrings from the Weaver's Clip.
Hi, my name is Harper Sage Pettit. I use they or she pronouns, and I will be your guide for this season of Queer PG of Kith and Pen.
The content warning for this episode includes discussions of financial struggles and debt.
Dear Eloise, it's been a while since I've written to you, well, since I've written to anyone, but I thought it'd be good for me to update you on what I've been doing. I know it's been a bit since I've told you about my travels, but what a better opportunity to reach out again than when I'm going back home. That's right, I'm going back to the Lastings. Well, I'm back at the Lastings now. I've been here not long. Not long at all. Things are really weird here. I stopped by the cemetery that I usually stop at, and something was wrong with the ghosts. Like, they vanished when I touched them. It was really, really strange. On the bright side, I've gotten to reconnect with some of my old friends from the letter writing club. I think I told you about them. It's hard to remember what I've talked to you about. But they're doing good. You know, Fletcher is still Fletcher. They're doing kind of an internship a little bit. Things seem to be going well with that. You know, Haku. Haku's the one I've been writing to the most, probably, I would say. They have the most to get out of my travels, what with all the stars and everything. And then Neo. Honestly, I'm not too sure what Neo's been up to. I know there's been some relationship drama, but I'm hardly one to judge relationships. Yeah, speaking of which, Karth wants to talk to me again and see me. That's a shocker, considering that we haven't spoken in a while. And that wasn't my fault. Anyway, I just wanted to update you on what's been going on. I'll write back to you soon. All the love, Alma of the Vale.
We kind of open up with, like, the massive doors of the factory closing behind the four of you. You're just kind of there in a few moments of silence. Who breaks the silence?
Well, that was eventful.
Yes. Everyone there looked so important.
Wait, so when are we leaving?
Soon. Tomorrow. As soon as possible.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Do you have a lot to do?
Well, I don't like to rush things.
That hasn't changed, then. We can take my airship, if that helps at all. It's already got most of its stuff in order. I just need to replenish some of the supplies for four people instead of one person. So, yeah, that's fine. It's at the dock. You guys can just meet me there tomorrow morning, if that's what you guys want to do.
Okay. Yeah, that would be great. Thank you.
Yeah, that works. Yeah.
You have an airship?
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of, when I got sent on my job, I took the family airship, so my parents are here, and I was out there. It's a good ship. It's a good ship. It's so messy. It's a good ship.
So you say the airship is on the docks?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of far away from mine. Can someone help me get my stuff across? Or maybe you can take the airship to mine, and I can just load it up from there. Do you think that works?
Yeah, I could probably pull it around and drop down the ladder for you to bring your stuff up. I just can't set the ship down in a residential area. I'll get fined, so...
Is it very loud?
You'll hear me coming.
Okay.
Do the rest of you also want to be picked up, or do you just want to meet me at the ship?
I think I can meet you at the ship. I still have, like, all of my things, like, kind of together
And I literally just got home and everything is still in like little packages. Yes.
Okay, cool. Fletcher?
I'll try not to be late. If I'm late, you might have to pick me up.
I'll keep that in mind. Not a problem at all. Okay, so we have a plan. I'm gonna go and I'll see you guys later.
Okay, what are you gonna do in the next day that we have?
I'm gonna replenish the ship supplies and visit my parents.
Right, you just said that.
Don't worry about it. It's okay.
Thanks.
Nil, do you still live? Where do you live now?
Well, I've moved away from where I'm from home. Actually, my parents also don't live here now. So you know the little street that goes after the big market square?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you go there and you keep going for like 3 or 4 more streets, it's just at the very end of there. It's kind of close to Libby's, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got it. Fletcher, are you staying with your parents or?
I live on the Marigold of Amino right now.
Cool. Okay. Great. Yeah, that's fine. Easy enough to get there. Hoku, you'll meet me at the ship.
So should I wait? Are we thinking like, am I going after you pick up the others, or am I going with you to pick up the other? What order of operations fits?
Yeah. Well, you'll meet me before I pick up everybody.
Got you.
Yeah.
Got it.
So then we can just go straight from picking up the kids, and we'll just leave.
As y'all begin to walk away and head on your separate errand running, task completing little side quests, everyone go ahead and give me a swift roll.
I got a 10.
That's a 10 as well.
I got a 7.
I got an 11 plus 1.
All of you, as you're starting to go on your separate ways, you begin to feel a swift drop in the ground below you. It seems almost as if Yari's thimble just kind of dropped a few feet, kind of bounced and like came back up. Thankfully, you all were like pretty close to a building, a pole, something to gather yourself. Except for Alma, you stumbled a little bit and bumped into a city guard. And kind of push them into an alleyway, and they sort of get up. What's going on here? What's going on?
I'm so sorry. I just tripped them. I'm so sorry.
That was so. I didn't really care about being pushed. You felt that, right?
Yeah, I did.
That was really weird, right?
Weird. You know, a lot of things. Weird things happen these days. I'm sure it's nothing to worry about.
Yeah, I'm gonna go tell someone, I guess, right?
Yeah, I feel like if you're gonna tell anybody, you should tell Fallon.
Oh, yes, okay.
Best idea.
I know they're busy, but I'll go right away.
Yeah, trust me. Zay will be so excited to hear all about this.
Oh, God. We were all near each other when that happened.
I think Fletcher would have lingered in the building to talk to the Dreamweavers, so...
Neo just turns around and tries to make eye contact with whoever he can see, whether it's Alma or Hoku.
Did you... Yeah, mm-hmm.
Is this... We need to really rush.
Are we thinking tomorrow? Are we thinking, like, should we meet tonight? Should we go, like, first thing in the morning?
First thing in the morning, I think. Yeah. First thing.
I am screaming this across the the block. Okay.
See you at dawn.
Fletcher wasn't there for that conversation.
It's okay. We're gonna wake Fletcher up. It's fine. Everything's gonna be okay.
As Neo, Haku, and Alma go to where they need to go, let's jump back into the factory with Fletcher. So you said you're interested in talking with some of the Dreamweavers, right?
Yeah.
There's lots of them around. They kind of paused their work when the dip happened, but they kind of picked up the scraps and things off the floor, put tools back, and just got right back to it.
He'd survey around for the most friendly-looking one, I think.
Go ahead and give me a heart roll.
5.
So I will say this. You go to a Dreamweaver. They are this small, one of those rat mice with like the long legs, like the, I can't remember what they're called. Yeah, the long legs, the tufty tail. Very small, very unassuming, but you, I guess, how do you approach them?
Coming up to them and sort of doing like a little wave and just like, hi.
And they just kind of look up at you and sigh.
Hi, I'm Fletcher. How long have you been weaving dreams?
For too long. Far, far too long.
Oh, yeah. Do you like it?
Yes, I absolutely love coming here to this hellhole of a factory every day. It's wonderful. All I get is nightmares, too. Great.
That's interesting. Wouldn't you be able to control your dreams if you're a Dreamweaver?
You gotta go off the assignment. Stuff comes from the top, you know?
Who sends them?
The Headweavers.
Where are the Headweavers? Why would they send you nightmares? You do all the work for them.
Yeah, they don't like me. I call things as I see them.
I like honesty.
Yeah, honesty. Some people just call me an asshole.
Oh, well, I don't think you're an asshole.
Well, I guess you don't know me quite well enough.
Okay, what is there to know about you?
I like ballet.
That's really cool. Do you dance?
Very well, actually.
I think that's amazing. Dancing's great. I have a lot of dancer friends from Witch Academy.
It's the only way I can clear my head these days. So, yes, I feel that.
If someone were to try and send a dream to someone else, or if you received an assignment for a dream to reach somebody, would you be able to do that?
Yeah, like me specifically, or you're asking me if I could do it, not just an average Joe off the street?
Yeah, you, specifically.
Yes, I could do it. Years of practice. Easy enough.
Okay, do you know anything about how dreams have been reaching past the veil lately?
I'm not even sure that's actually happening, but...
It happened to me.
It happened to you?
Yeah.
How so?
I was in the Outlings, and I dreamt that my friends and I were all gonna come together and be sent on a mission, and that just happened today.
And you were outside the veil? Or the other side of the veil?
Yeah, I was in the Outlings.
I just heard the rumors, but if you says it happens, I believe you. It's not supposed to go that far, but I guess it's happening.
Do you have, like, a business card? Because I'd love to stay in touch, but, I'm trying to send a dream to a friend. Someone.
Trying to connect with a piece of your heart?
Yeah.
I'm actually a sucker for romance. Yeah, here.
He, like, takes out a little scrap of paper and flourishes his hand, and his name appears on it. We'll say he just goes by Puck.
Just whenever you want, burn the piece of paper. You can contact me.
I have to burn it? What if I need to talk to you more than once?
Write down the name again, I guess?
Oh, okay.
You have access to paper, right? You've seen paper before.
Yeah, I've seen paper before.
It's alright. Magic can be confusing sometimes.
Yeah, I went to Witch Academy.
You did?
It's okay. I wasn't great at communications. Anyway, could I send along a dream with you right now?
Technically isn't allowed while I'm on the clock, but...
Oh, no worries. You can send it tonight. I just need it as soon as possible.
Sure. Just write it down. Write the person's name down, who you want it to go to, and I will see what I can do.
Alright.
Fletcher scribbles Lauren Greyfeathers on a new piece of paper and gives it to Puck.
Alright, I'll get it taken care of.
Thank you.
And what kind of dream are you wanting to send?
I want him to know it's for me, and there's some trouble at home, and that I'm going to be away for a while as well.
Okay.
Oh, can you also tell him?
Fletcher takes the paper and scribbles that I love him on the paper because he can't say it out loud.
I'll make sure he gets that message, all right?
Thank you, Puck.
Yeah.
All right, I gotta go pack up my whole life to go travel for a terrifying quest that I have no idea what I'm doing.
Beats this hellhole.
And he just gets back to it.
Takes mental note to talk to Fallon about the Dreamweaver factory situation.
I bet you Fallon is just so up in their head that they just don't even notice it. Again, there's like stacks and stacks of projects and things.
Fletcher's gonna run off now.
Everybody's, except for Fletcher, is pretty much staying on Lothair's Junction to wrap up their work, right?
I'm making making my way to Drake's Inkwell.
You're making your way to Drake's Inkwell, but your airship is at Lothair's Junction.
Yes.
And then Haku, you're just going to Lothair's Junction, and Neo, you're just going to Lothair's Junction, right?
What time is it?
It is kind of like early afternoon. You have probably about like 6 hours of daylight still.
Is the concert still going?
Alphonse did say they started playing the night before and were still going, so I guess there could be a chance that they're still going. It's only been a couple hours.
And I was going to try and go there. And kind of have a last moment with Alphonse without necessarily telling Alphonse it was the last moment with Alphonse.
I guess, so Haku and Neu, maybe you would walk together since you're both heading back to Lothair's Junction, but Alma, well, I guess you'd have to head in that direction too, so maybe, yeah, all three of you head back to Lothair's Junction, and then Alma, you can catch a ride to Drake's Inkwell.
I'm going to go now to go see someone.
You hesitated. You hesitated. Why'd you hesitate? This is a... Sorry, no, what? Wow, someone, I'm gonna go home. Wait, what? Hi.
Hi. So, yes, I can tell you some other moment, I think. But in any case, it's actually... I don't know what's happened. Sometimes, well, we live together.
Oh.
But I have my own room. He has his own room. He sometimes gives me a little kiss on the cheek.
Uh-huh.
But he never kind of like does cute things for me. So I don't know. So I'm gonna go see... Because he wanted me to go to this concert with him instead of this. It took me a while to convince him that I wanted to do this. And then, but now that this is done, I'm going to go see him. I'm going to go have some fun at the concert. And hopefully I can get home and get everything ready before he's back. And then if you can actually pick me up tonight, Alma, that would be great before he comes back.
Yeah, I can totally do that. Interesting. I mean, we're going to have a lot of time on the airship to catch up about things and... people. So, yeah, I'm sure we'll hear all about this roommate situation later.
Yes, it could be fun to talk about it. Did any of you get lucky?
I still haven't found the Starkeeper, so no.
I've been away traveling, so I'm gonna go.
Yeah,
now,
you know.
I think that is a pest.
Wow, look at that sea! Look at the sea right over there. I can go.
Wow, I have to catch. I'm going in a totally different place than you guys. I'm leaving. I think I'll see you tonight. No, Haku, just meet me.
This is not done.
I don't know. Wait, what? What are we talking about? Wow, look at that airship. Bye.
Y'all actually do split up now and maybe even take like the long way in multiple ways to Lothair's Junction since Nay brought not the drama. Maybe it was ready to get the tea and y'all didn't let them get the tea, but the person that probably goes the most direct would be Neo, since you're the one that's not trying to avoid conversations. So you head directly to Lothair's Junction. Alphonse didn't tell you exactly where the concert was, but said that it was in like the undergrounds. How would you go about finding this concert?
So, Neo would try and go see some of Alphonse's friends, because they tend to hang out around a couple of inns and taverns and bars and so on. So, and there's usually like post boards in there for local events. So I guess the natural thing will be just go there, see if there's any like known face, check up the boards, see if there's anything announced around the underground. I think the name of the group that was playing, I think to remember it was kind of like, was it the Waddlers?
The Droning of the Whelps.
The Droning of the Whelps.
You head over to the Hole in the Wall. It's in like the downtown area near like the business district, but it's like kind of like off in the corner. It's this place that's been there for years upon years upon years. The cobblestone is like falling off the front of the building in some places. It's a literal hazard to come to the Hole in the Wall, but people do, and it's one of those places that like anyone is there. It could be like the business kith, the other folks, like, it's just anybody's there. But you walk in at like 1 o'clock on a weekday. There's not a lot of folks in there. The flickering large chandelier kind of at the center of the room is the only thing that lights the fairly small bar floor, where there's probably about like 10 tables, 6 booths, just a few patrons. They just have music playing from a music box, no live music, and a large alligator stands behind the bar. And they see you come in and yell,
"Ah, what do you have? What do you have?"
"Oh, hello. So I'm looking for, you know Alphonse, right?"
"Do I know what?"
"Alphonse."
"Oh, yes. Alphonse. Yes. He's not been in today."
Okay. Well, in that case, do you know where... 'Cause there's a concert today by the Whelps, the Droning of the Whelps. I think they're playing today in the underground. Well, I guess tomorrow, yesterday. They were playing yesterday, but they're still playing today."
"You're saying a lot of words, and my brain is not really working right now. Do you know what would help? Is if you bought a drink."
"I see where you're going. Okay, yes. I will have a glass of milk."
"All right." And they pull a glass and just start making the drink for you. They say, like, over their shoulder,
"Yeah, so you'll want to go to the old dock down in the underground. That's where... at least the last time I heard they were playing. The way these guys go, the party could also move."
"Yes. I'm sure they will leave a pretty good trail if they're doing that, though."
"But the old shipping yard, undergrounds, you can't miss it."
And then slides the drink over to you.
"Thank you so much. I'll take this." And Neo just takes it and just gulps it down. And just goes, "So, what can I get you for it?"
"Oh, that'll just be 2 pieces, please."
Neo just kind of like reaches into a little satchel that hangs from their neck and just takes the 2 pieces out.
Thank you. Have a good day."
"A good day, you too. See you soon. Or not, I guess. Keep yourself safe. Also, bolt your wardrobes to the walls, I would recommend. And if you have, like, a lot of glasses stacked upon each other, be careful with that as well. Don't do that too much."
"Okay."
And he just kind of looks confused and walks over and starts to take some of the glasses down off the wall.
"See you later."
"Cheerio."
And it just makes their way to the shipping docks.
Let's ship over to Haku.
I guess I'll go to the library, because I know that my mom is there and my dad is probably resting at this point of the day and don't want to disturb his rest, so I'll disturb my mother at work.
So you head back to the library to see your mother. I mean, her break's over, so this time she's just at, like, the main circulation desk, sees you walking in, and lets out another shriek. Not as loud as the other one, but again, like, seeing you back so quickly, and you just have something about you. So she shrieks, and then again, just like, instinctively walks over to you and says,
"Haku, what happened?"
So, I got a cool new... "Are you busy? You seem like you're at work. I could, like, bring this..." "Okay, well, actually, I should bring this up now. So I might be going on a mission with Fallon, for Fallon, at this point. Wow, look at the sun!"
"That doesn't work on me anymore, you know that." You're on going on a mission for the Fallon?"
"Yeah."
"Why?"
"We went to school together, right? He's like, they're a couple of years older than my friends and I, and remember the group of friends that I had that we all shared letters with?"
"Yes, your little letter club was very cute." "Yeah."
"Yeah." And like points at the little friendship bracelet. "So we were chosen to go out of the Lastings."
"You're leaving the Lastings?"
"Yeah. I guess that's what's happening."
She seems just a little confused, because the Lastings, like, are everything. No one really leaves the Lastings. And you notice her, like, kind of processing that.
"Well, I guess if Fallon says you have to go, then you probably have to, right?"
"Yeah. So we're going tonight-ish. Morning-ish. Morning. Morning. Morning." And, like, tries to remember. Morning. First thing in the morning.
"So soon."
You notice, like, she's kind of holding back a few tears, she, like, turns to start, like, organizing a shelf close by.
You're gonna go see your father, right?
Oh, of course. I mean, I'm coming home tonight to do some last-minute things before leaving. I know it was kind of sudden. Sorry about that. Didn't know what was happening.
It's okay.
Cool.
What are you doing about the Starkeeper?
The research that I've done has only been very much through the Lasting's lens. So maybe heading out of the Lasting's could help me find more about the Starkeeper.
I was hoping you would say you'd put it on hold for now, but okay. Yes, this makes sense.
And she turns back from the shelf and starts to say something and then just like hugs you.
I hug her back.
We've always been so proud of you. This just makes us even more proud.
I just do a little forehead kiss.
She gives you a big peck on the cheek and says,
you know, I get off a little late, but I'll be home. But I have to go run a few errands. I gotta make you your favorite meal before we go.
I could go help. I can go. You want to give me the list and I can go get all the supplies for that to make it easier? So it's just you come home and everything's ready and we can cook together?
That would be great, actually. Yes.
Okay, cool.
And then she goes and writes down a quick list. What do you think Haku's favorite meal would be?
This is me living a fantasy of, because I can't eat shrimp, I think Haku would just have, like, shrimp.
Maybe this, like, shrimp and urchin pasta dish or something?
Yes, for sure-sies.
So you have a pretty substantial list, and you head out to the market. Let's jump over to Alma. So you had a bit further than everyone to go, but eventually you arrive in Drake's Inkwell, where your family is at. Drake's Inkwell is, like, along with Yari's Temple, like, a very, like, artistic place. So I kind of envision both those places kind of like Portland, San Francisco, just, like, very hippie, very quirky. And I would imagine your family has probably the quirkiest house on the block.
Their house is quirky, not necessarily because of its quirkiness, but because its quirkiness is so distinctly different from everyone else's quirkiness that surrounds it, so it stands out. You know, most of the houses on the block have a very kind of neutral to light color scheme, like greens and browns and etc. Alma's family home is very dark.
I imagine there's like a giant carapace of like an old dead beetle that just like in the yard is like giant. Like the spire, like the tower is like the carved in the shape of like a bird yeah. skull or something. Like just like
there's things. It's a little, you know, it's a little spooky, but it's fine. It's the vibe, and it's always been a point of conversation. It's a great icebreaker. Like, oh, look
yeah,
at my house.
Yeah, the ghost butlers have always been fun, too.
The ghost butlers have always been a good time. The ghosts have always been her favorite part of the house.
There's the one butler, Winston, that you've always gotten along with. And so I imagine you're, like, looking forward to seeing your folks, but also Winston just makes the best tea.
Winston always knows what to say and has helped Alma through many a precarious situation.
Do you knock or do you just walk in these days?
She would knock. It's been a while since she's been home and she doesn't wanna. And they don't know I'm here, so I think it's best if I just knock.
Maybe there's, like, one of those big metal knockers on the door in the shape of like bones or something, and yeah, you hear it kind of echo throughout the house, and then the door like creak open and you don't see anyone, but you hear the familiar voice of Winston.
Ah, Miss Alma, it's very good to see you.
Hello, Winston. Are my parents in?
They have been around. Would you like to see them?
Yeah, that'd be great.
I'm sure. Let me see. I mean,
he appears, and I imagine he's this, like, old bear, like the spectral bear, wearing a top coat and top hat. Very much the butler trope. And closes his eyes and says,
yes, it seems your father is in his study, and your mother is in her room, crying.
Crying?
Yes, crying.
I should check on her.
Yes, probably. Shall I bring tea up?
Yeah, that'd be great. You know what she likes.
All right, I'll be right there. You know where she is, right?
Yep, can't forget.
The house changes sometimes. You do remember that, though.
Yeah, but it always puts me where I need to be.
That it does. All right, very good to see you, dear. I'll be off.
Good to see you as well. Alma's gonna go find the bedroom.
What's this about an invitation? GameFound is inviting you to participate in their second RPG party, a curated event designed to help indie TTRPG creators bring their projects to life through crowdfunding. Whether you're working on a zine, a 600 plus page collection of tomes, or something more esoteric, this is a unique opportunity to move forward with real support, visibility, and expert feedback. Applications will be reviewed by a panel of judges from GameFound, as well as industry partners like Darrington Press, Modifius Entertainment, Free League Publishing, and Magpie Games. The chosen projects will receive workshops with industry experts, marketing support, one-on-one mentorship, and a community of fellow designers to grow together. The call for submissions is open from May 5th through the 26th, with crowdfunding going live fall of 2026. Let this be the push you need to manifest your game in the physical realm. It's going to be challenging, but if you're able to put in the work, it's going to be incredibly rewarding. Go to gamefound.com/blog for more information and to submit your project today. This episode was brought to you by World Builders Club, a project of Working Families Power, an organization building power for the multiracial working class. The World Builders Club is your go-to dispatch for breaking down the political, cultural, and emotional architecture behind your favorite universes. From romantasy novels and TTRPGs to blockbuster franchises and indie gems. This isn't just pop culture analysis. It's a love letter to the art of creating worlds and the powers those worlds have to shape our own. Their posts are wide-ranging, and if you can't find something that interests you, that's gotta be a skill issue, because even with a quick glance on their front page, I found posts about The Sims, about Project Hail Mary, about Halloween Town, of all things, a movie I ritually watch every October. But one of my favorites was a post about Monk and Robot by Becky Chambers, which is a wonderful duology, a little slice of life, about a tea monk and a sentient robot. And the World Builders Club article is a wonderful peek into the themes of the books. So, join the club and build a better world with them by subscribing to bit.ly/WBCManySided, or by searching World Builders Club on Substack.
Hi, my name is Robin.
And my name is Dylan.
Do you like Choices Matter video games?
If so, we started this podcast, Dorkspawn, so that I could show my best friend my favorite RPG series of all time, Dragon Age.
And now that I've played it, we want to share more of these choice-heavy games with each other.
Right now, Robin is showing me Mass Effect, which I have never played before.
And we are going to continue playing through these games together and discussing them book club style as we go.
You can join our Discord and play along with us, and tune into Dorkspawn every Friday wherever you listen to podcasts.
You vaguely remember how to get there, and again, the house does kind of change. It's, again, that weird quirk, one of the weird quirks of the place. Eventually, like, you go up through, like, the regular stairwell, then the side stairwell, and then down a slide, and you end up inside the bedroom, a resounding thump as you come off down the slide.
Oof. Who's there?
Mom?
Oh, I thought I recognized that voice. Yes, dear. How are you?
I'm okay. Are you okay?
Oh, yes, everything's fine. Everything's fine. What brings you here?
I was summoned by Fallon. I've been given a task.
Your mother's an ocelot as well. Would you say she takes on the sort of, like, Victorian goth aesthetic pretty frequently? Is that, like, her thing, or is that more of your dad's thing, or...
I would say she's very... She leans into it quite nicely. I would say my dad, it has more of this less Victorian, more, like, Dracula-esque. Like, old-timey Dracula. Like, Vlad the Impaler-esque aesthetic to him.
So she's typically wearing, like, a lacy black Victorian dress. She's still in her, I guess, pajamas or her night garb. And she does typically have, like, the black eyeliner on, and you can tell it's kind of like smeared from tears. But she props up, gets out of bed, walks over, and gives you a hug, and kind of like takes your hands and says, "You're here for Fallon. Fallon summoned you."
Yeah. Mom, if something's wrong, you should really tell me.
Go ahead and give me a heart roll. I think we need a heart roll for this. Because I imagine you and your mom have had a fairly close relationship, but you've not been back for a while.
So that is a 13.
She tries to hold it in, but just literally, like, melts into, like, your arms. And, like, just, like, starts sobbing. Through, like, the broken, like, the tears and the sobbing, she gets out. I'm not clairvoyant anymore.
What?
I can't see like I used to see.
It's okay. It's all gonna be okay. I'm gonna fix it. It's gonna be fine. Listen, you have to. You can't tell anybody. I'm gonna talk to Dad later, okay? But the gods are gone.
And she like screams like at the top of her lungs.
Mom, please, Mom.
What do you mean the gods are gone?
Mom, I'll explain everything. I know. Just you have to call.
That explains a lot of things.
Breathe, Mama. Can you sit on the bed, please? Winston's gonna bring tea.
She's kind of like dramatically walks over to the bed and like kind of like faints like back onto it and is like really in her head about this. Like, I just don't understand. How could something like this happen? Was it you? Did you do this?
It wasn't me. I just got back. Everything's fine out there. It's here that everything's weird. Look, I just found out about this today. My friends and I are gonna go out to the world and find them or find the answers, do what we can. It's weird. Everything's not right here. The ghosts are being weird, and you can't see anymore, and Fletcher's having dreams that they're not supposed to be having. It's all really weird. But I'm gonna fix it, so it's gonna be fine.
Whew. What a roller coaster.
So, other than not being able to see, have you noticed anything?
No. I mean, your siblings not been able to cast as many spells, but we thought that was puberty related. But maybe it's not. I don't know.
Okay. Probably not.
But if you're saying what you're saying, then maybe it's connected to why I can't. Clairvoy? Is that...
How long have you not been able to?
A few weeks now.
Okay, yeah, that lines up. Makes sense. My friends and I, you remember my friends from the letter writing club?
Oh, your little letter pals? Are you still keeping up with each other?
Oh, you know, I've never been the best pen pal, but yes,
Yes, I do know.
Sorry about that. I'll try to write more on this excursion. Probably a good way to keep record of everything that we find. We all got summoned by Fallon, so we're all going. We're taking my ship, and we're gonna go tomorrow morning.
Okay. Yes, good luck.
She sort of, like, shakes her head pretty, like, quickly. Go ahead and give me a heart roll.
10.
You can tell she's not saying something that she probably should be telling you. Especially when you mentioned the boat or the ship.
Mama, are you sure there's nothing else that you need to tell me? It could be really important for my mission.
Well, you know, the majority of the way we make money is through my clairvoyancy. We're broke. The bank took the ship.
The bank took the ship. What do you mean, took the ship? The ship hasn't been here to take.
We received word that they were going to reacquire it since we owed some money on it, and they took the ship. You shouldn't have come back.
They don't know. You didn't tell me. They don't. Nobody knows I'm here, except for you and Fallon. Maybe I can get a pardon on a fine? I've never needed to worry about money before. This is really strange. Do I even have time to talk to Dad?
He's right down the hall, so I'm assuming so.
Have you talked to Karth recently?
Oh, that sweet boy. He's been coming around lately.
Why has he been coming around?
He and your father have been doing projects, apparently.
What kind of projects?
You know how they like to tinker.
Yeah, I do. Okay, it's been really nice to see you, Mom. I've gotta go before the bank takes the ship that I need to save the world, I guess. I love you. She gives her a kiss on the cheek, and she runs down the hall to talk to her dad.
So your dad has, like, this vampire aesthetic, and his office, for some reason, like, looks very much the opposite of what you think his office would. It's changed a lot over the years. There are lots of different, like, animatronic, like, things that, like, he's been tinkering on. And, yeah, I feel like this is probably a new hobby of his. Like, but yeah, like, he sees you walk in, and he's sitting at the desk, in his, like, very vampire garb. But he has, like, these, like, loops over his eyes. So, like, the very, like, large spectacles for, like, magnifying. And he, like, looks up at you, and his eyes are huge. And he says, "Ah, it's you!
Hi, Dad! No time, really, to explain. Mom just told me that the ship is getting repossessed and I need it to go save the world because the gods are gone. And, I just wanted to say hi, and I love you, and why has Karth been visiting?"
"You just threw a lot of information at me."
"Process it later."
"We've been making things. Do you like it?"
And he, like, kind of points up on the wall. Like, all the, like, the like, the little train, like, that's going around.
Why?
"We're going to start selling them. We need some way to make money."
"Okay, yeah, that makes perfect sense. Mom says that she can't keep..."
"Wait, are you still seeing Karth?"
"It's been a long... I haven't been here. It's a little... It's... I'm not having this conversation with you, actually, I think.
Well, he talks about you a lot. I thought you were still seeing each other."
"I haven't been here."
"You don't have to be in the same place to see someone. You know that. Your mother and I, when we met, we did the long distance thing, which made it really hard sometimes. But when we got together..." "I'm sorry, I'm trailing.
Dad, have you noticed anything weird besides Mom not being able to clairvoy?"
"The sighting of my daughter here.
I'm sorry, I haven't been home. I've been busy. I will write more. I'm going with my letter club friends, because we all got summoned by Fallon to go save the world because the gods are gone. Once again, reiterating, not a lot of time. The ship is getting repossessed. Have you noticed anything weird, Dad?"
"Well, your sibling can no longer do very strong magics."
"Mom mentioned that too."
"Yes."
"And how long has that been going on?"
"A few weeks."
"It's all lining up. The dots are connecting. Okay, I need to go pick up my friends, because the ship is getting repossessed by the bank."
"Yes."
"We really need to find you guys some other form of income when I get back."
"What, you don't like my trinkets?"
"No, I do like your trinkets. I just think we need some sort of passive income, just in case this doesn't work out. I'll look into that when I'm not saving the world, I think. Where is my sibling?"
"Where do they get up to these days? Probably their room. Or the basement."
"The basement. Naturally. Okay. I'm gonna say hi. Swing by. Real fast. It'll be fine. And then I'm gone. And then I will be back. I'll write. I promise. Don't tell Karth I was here."
"Okay. I will not tell Karth you came."
"Promise. Pinky swear."
"My hands are greasy. You probably don't want to touch me, but I promise."
"Swear?"
"I swear.
Swear?"
"I swear. I won't tell."
"Okay. I love you."
"I love you too. Mwah. Very proud of you."
"Bye." "Okay, I'm going to the basement."
Whenever you start to head down the stairs, you start to hear, through a music box, very rage metal kind of, thrash music.
"I can't believe they found my old records. That's so upsetting. Okay."
You bang on the door, and the music doesn't shut off, and you just hear a small voice, "Leave me alone!"
"Okay, I guess I'll just leave without saying bye!"
And then the music, stops, and the door swings open, and you see this little ocelot, several years younger than you, kind of middle schoolish age, and they're wearing, all black, besides like their shirt that has like a skull on it. Good riddance. I didn't even want to see you anyways.
Oh yeah, then why'd you open the door?
Just like jumps into your arms and gives you a big hug.
Hey, kiddo.
Hi. What are you doing?
Well, I'm about to go save the world with a bunch of my friends, and I heard that you weren't able to cast magic, and Mom can't clairvoy, and the ship is getting repossessed, and that's a lot of information for me to process, and I just needed to make sure that you were okay.
It's a major shit show here. Dad is, like, tinkering all the time. Karth's here all the time. He talks about you a lot.
Why is Karth here?
They tinker all the time. Even, like, past midnight.
Yeah. Also, since when are you allowed to swear?
Mom didn't hear me.
Okay. I'm in a bit of a rush right now. I love you a lot.
Yeah, you're sweating a lot.
I've been running around. This is a big house.
Yeah. You kind of smell.
And I'm wearing a big jacket. You know, you should really clean that shirt at some point. You should wash it. I'm begging you to wash that shirt.
When they look down, like, the stains, like, all over it.
I'll get around to it.
Okay, well, you should probably get around to it before the bank repossesses the washing machine.
Oh, I could have just done it myself with my magic, but, again, that doesn't happen anymore.
I know. I'm gonna fix it, and you're gonna be fine, and Mom's gonna be fine, and we'll all go back to being a perfectly normal, so strange family.
Okay. I'm sorry, I was just thinking about bones.
Naturally. I've seen a whole bunch of them on my journey. When I get back from the Saving the World trip, I'll tell you all about everything. I promise. But I have to go. I just couldn't leave without saying bye.
Sounds good. I gotta go rage some more. I'll see you later.
Okay. Have fun. Rage responsibly. I'm bouncing.
You take a few steps up, and then you hear the music box turn back on. Let's jump over to Fletcher as Alma, I guess, frantically runs to the shipyard. So, you leave the factory, and you're heading back to the apothecary?
Yeah. Fletcher, as a part of the apprenticeship, is living in a, like, really teeny tiny, like, flat above the apothecary. So all this stuff is there. There's stress upon entering to see what's gonna be the deal.
Go ahead. So as you approach, you kind of left in a little bit of a tense situation with your potion not going so well, and Zell Estelle kind of giving you a little bit of a talking to about your performance. And so maybe you didn't notice it at first, but you get up to the top of the ladder that leads to the island that the apothecary is on, and all of the sudden you kind of are like back, like out of your head and into the moment, and you just see like a ton of guards, like city guards, like outside the apothecary, and Zell Estelle is like sitting on the like the front steps, like somebody is like giving them some like a glass of water, like something clearly went down, and you notice like the door is like askew, kind of like barely hanging on anymore. Like something definitely happened.
Is Fletcher able to like get past the guards, or is it sort of like a taped off situation?
Yeah, it is taped off, and they sort of just like tell you to like hold on, like it's a crime scene. Don't approach. But then, like, Zell kind of, like, sees you, and they like, screech out, "Yes, let him through! He works here, and lives here."
What happened?
We were robbed.
Robbed?
Yes, like, right after you left.
What did they take?
Surprisingly, not too much. They just took my safe. You know the special one I've never let you in, right?
Yeah, you get really mad at me even if I breathe on it.
Breath has moisture in it, and again, I tell you, those paper documents in there that are very fragile, and you could disrupt the moisture level. They don't want your breath breaking the papers down. But now we don't have to worry about that, because it's gone!
Wait, was it just papers?
Well, special papers.
Special papers.
Yes, they were handed down. My ancestors, they've had them as long as we've had the shop, pretty much. We've never been able to read them, but my Baba told me that they held secrets from the old world. About? Oh, portals, time travel, end of the world kind of thing.
Who else knew about your safe?
I mean, I talked about it a lot as my pride and joy.
Why would you do that?
I thought it was safe, but apparently it was not. It was a not safe.
Oh, man. So, do you have any idea who would have taken it?
Oh, no. The person that did it was dressed all in black. They were kind of skinny. Not too tall, but tall enough.
How did they get in?
They just came in, kicked the door down, cast a few spells, and woke up when the safe was gone.
They cast spells?
Yes.
Okay. How did they get away?
I don't know. They knocked me out with those spells. I'm assuming they used their feet, but you never know these days.
Are you all right?
I've been better, but possibly been worse sometimes, too. I don't know.
Listen, Zell, I am leaving soon?
Yes, you have 3 more months of your internship, and then you're out of my hair.
No. I have to go, like, tomorrow.
Okay. Is for school or something?
Kind of. I went to my meeting today, and, Fallon's sending me past the veil.
The Fallon?
Yeah.
The Fallon is sending you past the veil?
Yes.
Okay. Ha ha.
I'm not joking.
Okay. Well, I guess if you wanted to quit, you could have just quit. You didn't have to make up this story.
I'm not quitting. If I could finish my apprenticeship, I will when I'm back, but I don't know when I'm going to be back because I can't tell you.
All right. I guess I just have to believe you then.
Zell, have your potions been okay today?
They've been a little diluted, but I figured that was due to the smoke in the air from your potion.
How have they been the past few weeks?
Well, now that I think of it, kind of diluted as well. Slowly getting worse and worse.
You see, I'm part of the team that's going to try and fix that. But in the meanwhile, try and be really, really careful about depending on your potions, okay?
I will do what I want, but if you do seem concerned, I might take that into consideration.
Zell, it's really important.
If you insist, especially if this is something from Fallon. The Fallon.
Yes, it is from the Fallon. Now, can I go inside and pack my bags, or am I not allowed?
They sort of, like, raise their hand and flutter it up in the sky.
Guards, is it fine for my friend here to go inside?
And they kind of talk amongst themselves for a few moments, and the lead sort of says,
yes, but just don't go behind the counter. We're still examining that. Everything else should be fine.
Okay, thanks.
I think he'll just go in, maybe, like, think about peeking behind the counter, but I'll try and do that on the way out.
What was Fletcher's goal of coming back?
Packing up his things, maybe opening up this parcel in the privacy of his room.
You go up to your little loft flat area above the shop, start packing up your stuff, and I imagine Fletcher would kind of sit on the edge of the bed with the package, just maybe like thinking about it for a good hot minute. Like, do I really want to do this? Do I not want to do this? Like, should I do this later? Like, do I need to add to the drama in my life now? And I think eventually it would just, like, maybe tear open the corner and then like, make their way across the top of it. And inside is a stack of papers. It's, like, this thick, like, probably, like, 50 to 100. And they're kind of all, like, tied together with some twine. The top one says, to Fletcher, all the letters I wrote you but never sent you.
He, like, is so exhausted. It's been a long day. And so now just crying with these letters and trying not to get tears on them.
You're probably able to read the first one, and it's dated all the way back to middle school.
Oh my god.
And it says, Dear Fletcher, I know you don't know me, but I've seen you. You're really cool, and I really like you. And one day you're gonna be my boyfriend. You don't know it yet, though. And it kind of just, like, goes on like that for a while. Just, like, him writing letters to Fletcher. Just gushing about how cool Fletcher is. And how he's noticed, like, Fletcher is really hard on himself. And doesn't really know, like, how awesome he is. And wants to show him that. And super shy. And, like, working through that. And then, like, it's after you've, like, started dating. And, like, things are going well. And then, again, like, kind of as you all moved on in your lives, like, he kind of had his own journey too, and so he kind of summarizes the things he was up to, and even at the same time, like, you were still, like, at Witch Academy and stuff, but there's a point in the letters where he talks about, just very vaguely, meeting someone that's promised him to teach him about, I guess, the dark arts is kind of what it is. Kind of very taboo at Witch Academy. And that's when the letters kind of get a little stranger and stranger. And then y'all eventually, like, broke up for a little bit. And that's when, like, the letters were the strangest. And there towards the end, that's almost like he was speaking a different language in the letters. Very creepy. It started out very sweet, but very much like a manifesto by the end. Now, reading these letters, some of them dated to, like, just like a few months ago, like, it's starting to make a little sense. Like, he was seeming a little odd when y'all started, like, dating again. You just took it, like, finals. He was also, like, teaching classes, like, very much like maybe, like, had, like, just a big workload, but it's kind of all clicking to place. Like, something was not right with Lauren. Like, he was a very bright and, I guess, literally, like, a bright person, like, a light in a lot of people's lives, and that doesn't seem to match up with what he was writing.
Is there anything else in the parcel, or is it just the papers?
It's just the papers.
I think he'd be very careful with these and, like, actually, like, for once put it inside its own container, rather than crumple up most papers that are handed to him. And then along, maybe, like, I'd maybe have him grab, like, a box that's sitting around his room, empty the box, random stuff comes out of it, the papers go in there, and then also the scrap of paper with Puck's name would go in this box as well, just to keep it all safe. And it's all very strange. I think initial thoughts are, God, I hope that dream gets through.
And then you also wanted to get some, like, potion supplies as well.
I don't think Zell would lend me anything at this point, so I'd probably go over to Herbert, who would likely live nearby, since Apothecary would be his biggest customer.
Okay.
Oh, and I'd like to see what's behind the counter on the way out.
Go ahead and either give me a swift check to try to be sneaky about it, or a heart check just to see what you can, like, see with a glance.
Okay, so that's 9.
You don't see a lot. You definitely see the place under the counter that's empty. You do see a footmark or a claw mark. Seems very much of, like, avian nature. They're, like, on the counter. It looks like whoever this was, jumped onto the counter, accidentally left a little claw mark from their foot, but then, like, got out pretty quickly.
But there's no, like, feathers or anything else?
No. All you see is, like, the very faint markings of an avian kith claw mark.
Could I try to very sneakily, like, get, like, a tracing of it with paper and something?
You'll need to either create a distraction, or just be really stealthy somehow.
Is my swamp water potion still somewhere?
Yeah, you were supposed to come back to clean it up.
I fully gonna knock it over, and then I'll scream, "Oh no, Zell! The potion, it's everywhere!"
And so with that, like, everybody rushes in, attempting to keep the potion from, like, spreading, especially over the crime scene. So you would have a few moments to make the etching real quick.
And I get my little etching, and that goes in my special box of papers.
And then you head out.
I think it's a familiar shape.
Do you want to check it, or are you going to check it later?
I think I'll check it later, in the privacy of being able to investigate things. Right now I need to get some herbs.
Let's hop over to Haku. You went out, did your grocery shopping, and made it to your house. Or were you gonna stop by your dad's work?
I think I'll probably, like, have all of, like, the little bags and, like, go to my dad's work and, like, walk with him home.
You walk in your dad's tea shop, and he sees you come in. It's a very, like, sleepy shop, very cozy. He just, like, saunters over to you, gives you a big hug, and says, how did your meeting go?
It went really well. We're going on a mission.
Oh, more Starkeeper stuff, I see?
No. Well, let's back up. Okay, so my friends and I have been tasked by Fallon to leave the last stage.
The Fallon?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah! So we're tasked to go leave the last stages and find... Okay, don't forget, there might be something missing in the last stages that we have to go find outside of it. And it might be a big thing.
Like the Starkeeper?
No,
Fallon interested in the Starkeeper?
You know, I didn't really ask if he was interested in the Starkeeper. Well, more along the lines of, like, the gods, but, like, that's later. Anyways, so we're going on a mission to go find the gods.
Like, the gods.
They might be missing. Wow, I got groceries. We're gonna go cook now. Do you need help closing the store? Oh, look at the sun. Nope, it's not the sun anymore.
Yeah, so it's kind of slow. We can go ahead and start closing up. Do you want to sweep them up?
I can do that.
Or there's dishes.
I'm gonna sweep and mop.
Very good. I'll get on the dishes, and then we can talk about the gods on the way home, I guess.
Yeah, if you have anything that could help find the gods, that'd be... Or not, that's perfectly fine. If you have anything about the outside world, outside of the last thing, that'd be kind of cool, too. I don't know if you would. I don't... You know? And then grabs a broom and starts sweeping.
We can look at some of the books to see what there is, and... Did you tell your mother yet?
Yes.
She'll probably find you something from the library.
Right. And then goes back to sweeping.
That is her job. So y'all close down, and then you're able to kind of both split up the groceries so you don't have to carry all of them. And just on the way home, he's like, you're really doing this?
Yeah, I am.
It's really important?
I mean, Fallon asked us to do it, so I think it is pretty important. And I'm doing it with a group of people that kind of miss a lot. And kind of traveling alone. I mean, I was able to hang out with, like, family and all the other lastings, but, like, I don't know, hanging out with people that I grew up with out there would be an interesting experience.
You are going to be safe, right?
Of course. When am I not safe?
Sometimes we know you kind of get in your head and end up in places sometimes you weren't planning on being in.
Yeah.
Do I need to remind you of the alleyway incident?
I don't know what you're talking about. Look at the sunset.
That doesn't work on us anymore, but just please be careful.
I will.
His voice starts to break a little bit. I just don't know if I could manage it if anything happened to you.
I want to come back safe. That's the goal. And what's nice is I feel like I've been most put together with these three. They keep me in line.
You do seem a little more collected lately.
Oh wow, thanks.
Yes. So when do you leave?
First thing in the morning.
That's not a lot of time. I guess we better get to dinner.
Yep.
Y'all make it back to the house.
It's just this, like, nice one-story, like, building. But, like, the roof of the house is, like, this, like, outdoor section. So, like, they don't have a backyard, but their backyard is their roof.
Is there, like, a kitchen on the roof, too? Like, an outdoor kitchen kind of thing, or?
Yeah, they would have an outdoor kitchen.
Maybe one of your earliest core memories would have been from, like, being up there, eating dinner, hanging out with your family, but just, like, looking up at the stars, and just, like I think one of your parents was telling you about, like, the different constellations, and it just, like, that's where it probably sunk in. The two of you get back before your mom, but she joins. Y'all already have dinner kind of going, and the sun begins to set as you kind of set the plates out and start dishing it out, and you just talk and catch up on the things you've been working on, and it's almost as if you're not leaving tomorrow as you kind of look up into the sky and just, like, again kind of find that bond again. And your dad, like, grabs your hand and says, I know the stars change a lot, but I'll be here every night looking up at them.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening. You can follow QueerPG on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at QueerPGPod. QueerPG is made possible by all of you who listen and share the show. So if you like what you hear, please rate and review. It helps other people find the podcast. You can also support the show by signing up for our Patreon at patreon.com/queerpg. If you're interested in seeing transcripts for the episodes, all of those from previous episodes and episodes to come can be found on our website, queerpg.com. Until next time.